Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 811 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. By the way, we've got some notes in from listeners that in Pace, kind of in that vicinity, they're having trouble hearing the station on 92.3. So you can always check 95.3 and AM 1620. And it's a really active troposphere right now, apparently, our engineers tell us. So I'm sorry about that. I would fix it if I could. I would, but you can always download the app and listen through the app, so lots of options for you. Lisa Newell publishes the Gulf Breeze News. It comes out every Thursday, and she joins us. Lisa, what's going on? How you doing?
Hey, there's all kinds of stuff going on. Lots and lots of news came out of the Gulf Breeze City Council meeting and the County Commission meeting.
Yeah.
Plus, this weekend is our big event. Our Gulf Breeze Celebrates the Arts Art Festival, which is going to be held at the Gulf Breeze High School parking lot. This is really one of the best art shows in the country, and we're so fortunate to have it here and have it back because, as you know, it was canceled for a couple of years. And we're going to have wonderful weather. It's going to be such a wonderful time to browse all these. It's all juried art. It's beautiful sculpture, wood turning, bowls, and things that you would be very, very proud to have in your home or office. Beautiful stuff and a wonderful day to get out and enjoy it.
No, I love it. I'm looking forward to it this weekend. I'll be out there and wonderful thing to have people come out and participate.
My favorite is Steve Atomic. Have you seen his booth? You'll see it.
Okay.
I'm excited about that.
The city and the county have both been talking about the possibility of an aquatic center for competition, right? Something you and I have talked about many times.
I am so excited about this because it seems like a no-brainer. You know, the city has been really trying to look for a place and trying to figure out how much it's going to cost in order to put this aquatic center because there's such a demand. So many people have asked about it for years. And but of course, they're limited because the city is already pretty much built out. You know, there's just not that much room. So Colton Wright, who is our county commissioner, brought it before the county commission this week, and they're going to have a vote on it today whether or not to pursue a feasibility study. And I do believe it's going to pass, hopefully. And they're just looking at, it's all just looking at where and how much and everything. So, but it would be a tremendous benefit, I think, because it'd bring people to the area, swim teams, swim competitions. The schools could use it. The veterans could use it. Elderly could use it. Children could have, swim lessons. It just makes sense. So it would be a really, really nice asset for the community. They're also thinking about possibly looking at the feasibility of having one in the north end of the county as well. So could be that we have two aquatic centers. Wouldn't that be amazing?
Yeah. I mean, and I know James Calkins had brought that up, talk about the north end, because obviously one in, the Tiger Point vicinity, let's imagine, doesn't really solve it for Jay or for Milton, for that matter.
Right. Right.
You've also got a story here about the new parking app. Is that right, for the boat ramp?
Yeah. So if you've ever been down to the Shoreline Park boat ramp, it is sometimes crazy down there because everybody wants to use that boat ramp. I mean, let's just be honest. Not just for the city of Gulf Breeze. A lot of people come there. They figured out that a lot of people are coming there from outside, not only the city but also the state. They're having people come there, and they were tracking the parking through a QR code that would identify their zip codes. And people were coming from as far away as Texas.
Wow.
Well, as you know, but the problem with that QR code app is they couldn't figure out who had paid and who hadn't.
Mm.
So now they're looking at using that Slowbird app, which is being used in the city of Pensacola, piggybacking on their contract and bringing that over so that now they will be able to track the parking and, hopefully get control of it because people are parking not only in the parking lot, but all the way up the driveway there and on to Shoreline Park and into the rec center parking lot.
Yeah, you know, it's a great
facility. So they're hoping to kind of get control of it.
It's a great facility, and there are loads of other boat ramps down the way. There's so many if you go down. They're maybe a little bit lesser used, but yeah, you're right. That is a very popular one. Lisa, hang on for just a second. Let me get a traffic report in here from Candy. Go ahead, Candy.
Okay, watching a few things. The front gate at NAS is a little backed up. For one, they're picking up the barrels on Three Mile Bridge so we could have all of the lanes southbound soon. Accident at I-10 eastbound just past Pine Forest. The left lane is blocked. Another accident with a roadblock on Highway 29 and Hope Drive. Now, that's blocked southbound. This is north of I-10, of course. And then another accident on Highway 98 right between Bower and the Crazy Horse. Now, the westbound lane there is blocked very, very slow this morning. Traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Lisa Newell, the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. Also a story about how food truck expansion isn't going to happen. Is that right?
Yeah, so that was a proposal that came before the board, and I needed to have a second and a motion to move it forward to have a public hearing, and it died for lack of a second. But they did have an opportunity to discuss it, and, you know, they talked about the pros and cons, and basically they said, you know, it's hard enough for the brick-and-mortar restaurants to survive, and we really don't want to complicate their issues any further. And, you know, there are other opportunities. There's a new food truck going in right at the end of the city limits down towards Tiger Point area. And they said, you know, we don't really feel like it's something we have to do. So they decided to withdraw the second and then just let the motion fail. So no more food trucks. So there are some food trucks allowed
right.
in certain areas, but this proposal would have allowed more opportunity for food trucks. And
you guys,
that is what failed.
You guys also have a story about Finn the Dolphin?
Yes, this is really a cool story because some people that I know who are very ecologically minded, Cheryl Kelsch and also Sharon Jankowskis, who is the one who founded Ocean Hour, which is where you go just volunteer to pick up trash for 1 hour per week. They have this educational project. Cheryl's friend had created this beautiful sculpture of a dolphin. I mean, it is really cool, very proportionate, very cool, but it's made out of like a see-through wire, and you can put your aluminum cans in it. And aluminum cans are endlessly recyclable, so it's really a nice way to teach children about recycling and helping them to understand the whole life cycle of, you know, the trash. So they're going to have, Finn has already made some appearances, like at Baby Park. It's probably going to be at the Gulf Breeze Celebrates the Arts this weekend. And starting April 1st through the 23rd, the third graders at Gulf Breeze Elementary School are going to have a can drive.
Oh, nice.
To try to get, fill it up several times. And then they can also recycle the cans and maybe even get a little bit of money, which will be donated back to the school. So really a good project, and it's a really beautiful sculpture, I have to say. I mean, I would love to just to look at it, but it's also got a great purpose. So Finn the Dolphin, be sure and look for it this weekend at the Arts Festival.
Outstanding. Well, you guys also have a story about the medical examiner facility we've been talking about a bunch this week, the Domes board. You got softball, volleyball are undefeated, McGuire's results, race results, and salute to soccer champ. I mean, just there's always so much in the paper. Lisa Newell, the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. Lisa, as always, thank you for following what's going on in the community and keeping us informed. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. I'll see you this weekend in a breeze.
Yes, ma'am. 8:19 here on News Radio 92.3. If you are in your maybe 40s, 50s, okay, and you start to notice that your parents are a little bit different, you know, like maybe they're not remembering things as well, or maybe they're not processing things as well, or maybe you're helping them because they need help with stuff like bathing and dressing and grooming and toileting and cooking and cleaning, activities of daily living is what professionals call that. Listen, it can get to be too much for you, and I know nobody wants to think this way, but it might be that assisted living is the right option for them. And you might think, well, that's a nursing home. No, that's a very different kind of choice because assisted living is where you live independently. You just get help. You're living with other people who are, you know, living independently in your own apartment, but you're also getting help, and you're getting the help that really you need, okay? And look, if you your loved ones need it and you want to help them, this is why you do this. And you talk to my friend John Horton, okay? He will help you through this because I know it's a difficult process. I've gone through this myself with parents and grandparents. And he'll basically help you figure out what's the right level of care, but also which place, because there are more than 30 of them locally, and how to navigate that is just kind of be an overwhelming thing. Assisted living locators, there's no charge, okay? 712-0887, assistedlivinglocators.com.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Have you been thinking about getting fit but don't know where to start? Why not start at Running Wild? Running Wild specializes in fitting every person to the proper shoe, apparel, and training designed for their unique needs. An essential resource to the community on all things fitness related, Running Wild takes pride in serving, teaching, and encouraging customers to reach new goals. Start your fitness journey with the experts at Running Wild in Pensacola and Fairhope. Follow on Facebook or shop online at WeRunWild.com.
Fox News personality Brian Kilmeade, afternoons at 11, before Dave Ramsey, on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Spent 24 hours, I need more hours with you. You spent the weekend getting even.
It was Al Franken.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. Him in his little sweater.
Halfway between Al Franken and The Help is where you got that Kamala Harris comment to her alma mater, Howard. 822 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Getting some other reports in this morning, and it's actually helpful for us, okay? If you're listening on the app or you've had trouble getting the signal this morning, it's helpful for our engineers to know, you know, sort of where the issues are, because, you know, I know there's been a lot of tropospheric activity this week, apparently, according to one of our engineers. And but anyway, so if you have, you know, been having trouble with the signal today, particularly, I'm hearing Tiger Point, I'm hearing Pace, both 92.3 and AM 1620. And do remember, there's always options, right? 95.3 for the west and north of Escambia County, 92.3 kind of center Escambia and Santa Rosa, and then AM 1620 everywhere. I mean, pretty much everywhere. But seriously, if you have trouble hearing us, let us know, because, you know, that's how we find out, and then we can fix whatever problems are going on. 823 News Radio 92.3. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The New York City grand jury expected to reconvene today to work on deciding whether to indict former President Donald Trump. The bomb cyclone in California that's killed 5 people is expected to cause some more weather trouble for them today. That intense storm pummeled the West Coast most of the week, causing several deaths because of strong winds and falling trees. And the NCAA men's basketball tournament resumes today with Sweet 16 play. Matchups are pitting 7th-seeded Michigan State, that is, against Kansas State, 4th-seeded Tennessee against 9th-seeded Florida Atlantic. Let's see, 4th-seeded UConn and 8th-seeded Arkansas and UCLA and Gonzaga.
Yeah, looking forward to some good games. Now is when you get into, like, every game's going to be good. You know, you're not going to have the big blowouts typically at this phase once you get into the Sweet 16.
Now, how long did your brackets last?
Oh, God. it's all, I don't even...
On the first
not
weekend.
Not even looking at it anymore. Not even looking at it anymore. This is disgusting. I was the one who was kind of chuckling at all the people who picked Arizona to go really far, because I'm like, oh, man, I didn't. But then day 2 hit me. It was all over. There's no way. David, thanks so much for the update. 824 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, this is kind of fun. I got a text in from a friend who's in Tallahassee today and says, I've seen these posters up all over the Capitol today. It's a wanted poster. It says, wanted, with a picture of Sheriff Simmons. And it says, wanted Sheriff Chip Simmons, the greatest sheriff in Florida. Aww. Yeah, isn't that kind of cool?
Oh, I love that.
Now, rack your brain. Who among our, let's say, local elected leaders who might be say, female who might be in Tallahassee, who might be a big advocate for the sheriff that might have the personality that would do something like this.
Does her name rhyme with Michelle Salzman?
It might rhyme with Michelle Salzman.
Oh, okay.
Cool. That's exactly right.
Aw. At first I was like, who's talking mess about Chip?
No, I know, right? Like, we're all so protective of him. And then, yeah, she says, last year she started poking fun at other sheriffs in Florida, telling them that they just were wannabe number ones. And she's like, I figured I need to step it up this year.
Yeah.
Aw. So, oh, and apparently she sent me a picture. He did turn himself in. It's a picture of Chip and her. So I'm assuming that Sheriff is in Tallahassee today, obviously, and, you know, going to be. They do these, like, recognitions in the rotunda, you know, who's in the audience. So when the House session is going on today, I imagine, you know, he'll be mentioned, as often happens. That's kind of a cool thing. 825.
I know.
Like, what's he wanted for? No.
Whose butt am I going to have to try to get kicked and then get arrested for myself? This report brought to you by Indeed.com. It's okay if I do traffic. Is that what you're going to see?
Yeah.
All right. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. With Indeed, you can attract, screen, and interview candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Lots going on the roads right now. 98 is backed up. This is westbound Lillian Highway, and it's from the accident is in between Bauer Road and the Crazy Horse Cafe, but it's backed up way past the Crazy Horse Cafe, and, of course, that is eastbound. Also, I-10 eastbound, just past the Pine Forest exit, there's an accident. That's backed up past the 9 Mile Road X, and that's eastbound as well. The roadblock on Highway 29 in Hope Drive has been lifted, I guess, so it looks like it is moving clearer. Anyway, that's north of I-10. Certainly, if you see an accident or you have traffic tips, please text them in, even if you're not sure if they've heard them or not, or we've heard them or not. Text them in, just so we know what's going on. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
827 on News Radio 92.3. What else do we have going on? It was a smallish thing, but, you know, it caught my attention the other day watching the Milton City Council meeting, as things do. And, you know, we had the follow-up to the great stucco debate of 2023. Remember, this is a project where they're going to build four buildings across from the Publix on Dogwood. And the issue was, part of it's going to be traffic. That's part of the issue, which basically because... they're not going to have a cut in to go into the McDonald's, which is going to go there. So you're going to have to go down to the next street to the north and make a U-turn. And that's, you know, special nightmares for traffic. But FDOT's got these rules about how close to an intersection can you make another cut in the median. And they're not willing to do it, basically. So that's one of the problems. But Randy Jorgensen, in the process of talking about all of this, explained that and also explained that, like, putting up even a sign to warn people about traffic in the area, FDOT controls that kind of stuff, and FDOT's typically not into, like, you know, aftermarket parts on the streets. They just, you know, they're not into that kind of thing. I mean, they'll prohibit you from doing a U-turn if need be, not in this case, but, you know, they won't do other stuff. Also, the light at Magnolia and Stewart that they've been working on for like 5 years, that is apparently, they're trying to accelerate that process. But yes, there was still time to have the great stucco debate part two.
Well, I believe last week what we heard was concerns about the cost of maintenance of stucco, and that vegetation would be used to at least disguise the wall from traffic. But the side that the residents will see, if there's any vegetation there, I suppose that would be up to the owner of the parcel adjacent.
Because they were originally going to do stucco on this wall, and then they realized that that doesn't make sense for our humidity and environment, whatever, and it's more expensive. Mike Cusack says, why? Don't change. And Jeff Snow says, we make changes in development orders all the time. This is not an issue. Why are you raising such a ruckus about this? And Randy Jorgensen, the city manager, says, you know what? Honestly, it's our fault.
Mayor, if I could,
yes, sir.
I need to interject because one of the things that was originally proposed was the block wall. The city, in fact, indicated that we would like to see the stucco. From an aesthetic standpoint, I think it has a better appearance for a variety of reasons that were shared with council a week ago. The developer asked to change that to a privacy fence, an 8-foot privacy fence consisting of lumber, wood. In conversations held with the developer, we came to a compromise of the brick block as being potentially acceptable. So that's how we got to where we're at. It's not necessarily that they came forward and promised. It's that we initially asked, because from an aesthetic standpoint, I think it has a better appearance.
So maybe we can finally put the great stucco debate of 2023 to rest, because this is like the first of two times they're going to take this up, but it seems to have placated Mike Cusack, and so I won't have to any more play. Our new Milton City Council theme song. David Wayne, what do you have coming up, sir?
Wire fraud charges for a former insurance company owner. More after Fox.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Members of Congress concerned about the TikTok video sharing service hear testimony this morning from CEO Shou-Jin Chu.
Shou made his own TikTok video.
Some politicians have started talking about banning TikTok. Now, this could take TikTok away from all 150 million of you.
That desired ban is due to ties to China's Communist Party and the fear it can show children inappropriate, suggestive, or manipulative material.
Fox's Evan Brown. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis proposing expanding a school rule called Don't Say Gay by its critics.
The rule change would ban lessons on sexual orientation and gender identity from grades 4 through 12. Now, the initial law last spring was only for K through 3rd grade. The governor's new proposal doesn't appear to require the approval of lawmakers and would instead go to a vote by the Board of Education.
Fox 35 Orlando's Deborah Cho. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, it's 8:31, News Radio 92.3, partly cloudy, it's 60 degrees right now in Pensacola. A Baldwin County man facing several charges after a domestic incident that reportedly stemmed from the sexual abuse of a child. Deputies say David Perez was arrested last week after they were called to a domestic situation. The victim said Perez had hit and choked her, wouldn't let her call 911. That fight reportedly happened because of allegations that Perez had sexually assaulted the woman's 11-year-old daughter. Perez was initially arrested on the domestic violence charges and later also charged with the sexual abuse of the young girl. The owner of a Pensacola insurance company will spend 14 years in a federal prison on wire fraud and money laundering charges. This is related to selling fraudulent insurance policies. The U.S. Department of Justice says 52-year-old John Thomas owned an insurance company between 2013 and 2021. In that time, Thomas was accused of collecting premiums from customers, but then prosecutors say he kept that money for his personal use instead of actually creating the policies. Thomas then gave customers fake documents referencing policies that didn't exist. He's been ordered to pay over $8 million in restitution. Well, later this morning, Santa Rosa County leaders will be taking up a funding request that would go towards the construction of a Native American cultural center near Milton.
Price tag on that is somewhere around $84,000-$85,000. However, we are willing to, we can do some of that. So if we could have assistance in the area of $70,000, that would, we would be able to come up with what else we needed to make this work.
And that's Chief Dan Helms with the Santa Rosa Band of the Lower Muskogee. He says the cultural center would include heritage walls, historical artifacts, and an interactive gallery for over 32 years. Helms and other volunteers in the tribe have held an annual festival during Native American Month, and they also routinely visit schools and educate children on their heritage. Escambia County leaders have released a site plan for the new tax collector's office. This is planned to be built over in Brentwood Park on Palafox. Part of that park is being preserved, but a lot of the green space and amenities are going to be lost. Despite that, county officials say it'll be a benefit to the community, especially the homeless population in that area.
And as a bonus, we're directly across the street from the Washburn Center, which is one of our major customers for homeless persons coming in to get driver license or ID card services. So we'll be closer to them than we've ever been. And historically, we've issued about 70 homeless identification or driving license cards for months, for years.
Tax collector Scott Lunsford says the location will also be a lot easier to access for the community's homeless population. Well, the U.S. military keeps struggling with missing recruiting goals. The Navy now following the lead of the Army, offering recruits that don't pass PT requirements a second chance. According to the military.com, the Navy is now launching what they're calling the Future Sailor Preparatory Course. It's designed to get recruits into shape so they can make it through training at boot camp. The program was highlighted at a congressional hearing this week. The Navy says it's another way to combat their recruiting challenges. The program, of course, similar to an Army program that was launched last year. Reportedly, it's been successful in getting them closer to their goals. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives.
All right. It's brought to you by Indeed.com. And a lot to watch out for, although a lot of it's been cleared. Now, accident on I-10 East. This is just past the Pine Forest exit. And somebody was like, man, it's past 90. What's that accident? And this is the same accident. It has I-10 eastbound pushed back past the 9 mile exit, 9 mile road exit. So eastbound I-10 is backed up starting close to the Pine Forest exit, just to give you an idea. Another accident with a roadblock on Highway 29. Looks like that has been moved off to the side, so you're not going to find problems there. Watch for emergency vehicles. And then an accident on Highway 98 in Pensacola between Bower Road and Crazy Horse is where the accident happened. Now the accident looks like the eastbound lane is blocked. It looks like blockages on both sides, but eastbound is really backed up past Crazy Horse Saloon. It's brought to you by Indeed.com. And if you need to hire, you need Indeed. With Indeed, you can attract, screen, and interview candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Traffic tips 437-1620. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
A beautiful day today with mostly sunny skies. Temperatures warming up into the mid to upper 70s. Overnight tonight, temperatures staying mild with lows in the 60s. We're going to stay warm as we head into Friday. Plenty of sunshine for Friday morning and afternoon. Clouds move in Friday evening, highs in the upper 70s. Friday night, temperatures dropping into the 60s. Showers and thunderstorms possible through the overnight hours into Saturday morning. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Right now it is 65 degrees, partly cloudy skies in Pensacola, 64 in Gulf Breeze, and 58 in Milton.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, Spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
Your money now. The Dow up about 200 points so far with the opening bell this morning. It's the Dow is up 194.83 at 32.224.94. The S&P 500 up 32.34 at 39.69.45. The NASDAQ up 148.37 at 11.818.33. Gold prices today at $1,980.60. Silver prices at $23.10. And U.S. 10-year bond rate down at 3.477%. Weekly unemployment claims down to a three-week low now. The Department of Labor says jobless claims for the week ending March 18th dropped down to 191,000. That's a decrease of 1,000 from last week. Interest rates going up again. The Federal Reserve's latest rate hike announced yesterday. It's going to be a quarter of a percentage point. The increase comes as the Fed tries to get a hold of inflation. And management at Silicon Valley Bank, quote, failed badly.
They grew the bank very quickly. They exposed the bank to significant liquidity risk and interest rate risk. Didn't hedge that risk.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell told reporters when speaking on the recent bank collapse. He said there's no reason to believe the problems that led to SVP's downfall, though, are systemic. He called it an outlier. It's 8:39. Our next news at 9. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne. This is News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio Pensacola is your source for informative, local, dependable news and talk. Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay gets you a breakdown of the local issues from the county commission meetings to new developments. Pep Talk gets you local expert opinions on everything from gardens to HVAC. Brian Kilmeade interviews the national newsmakers. Dave Ramsey helps you become debt-free. Pensacola Right Now infotains on your drive home. Local and Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. And traffic on the fives during your drive time. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, today's going to be a little bit different, but I kind of like this. I saw this online. It was a Reddit thing. It was the sort of top 10 versions of the answer to this question. You meet your 13-year-old self, but you can only tell them three words. What's the message that you send to your 13-year-old self? 437-1620, 437-1620. I have all kinds of answers that came in from, you know, the Reddit list, but I won't share those with you just yet. But, Candy, if you have a chance to talk to your 13-year-old self, 437-1620, 437-1620, what's your message to teenage
words?
Candy? Yeah,
oh
three, and only three words, so you got to economize here. You got to think it through.
Yeah.
Let me give you some of the answers. Okay, kind of prime the pump a little bit here. The top answer was Bitcoin hits 50,000.
Yeah, right. No lie.
And one of the most common ones: brush your teeth.
Take care of your teeth.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. And then honestly, the one that shows up here like four or five different times on a list of about 20 is hug dad more.
Yeah.
Hug dad more. You know, spend time with dad, that kind of thing. Also somebody says, don't trade Charizard.
What's Charizard?
Oh, it's one of the, it's like a Pokemon card.
Oh,
right.
Oh,
it's like
a super rare, valuable. I knew that.
Yeah.
That's right, right. I
love 437-1620. All right, you got one now? One come to you?
I would have love parents more.
Love your parents,
I would have,
love parents
yeah,
more.
Yeah, because I lost both my parents in high school. I have a lot of snarky stuff too, but I'll hold it. But yeah, absolutely. Or get recipes.
All right.
You know, sounds die and you can't make a clam chowder,
sure.
Right? And yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry for bringing down the room.
Mine would be wait till marriage. That'd be mine. That's the advice I would give young self.
Absolutely.
that would have saved me a lot of problems. Yeah. And maybe,
wait till your third marriage came. Yeah. I would have.
That would be good advice. Yes. 437-1620, 437-1620. I am fond of things like, you know, buy Amazon in blank, you know, or buy
Absolutely.
Apple in blank.
Absolutely,
yes. Bitcoin hits 50 grand is a pretty good one. All right, here we go. Here's some of the texts. Loads of texts coming in. 437-1620. Listen to Jesus. All right, good one. Maintain sane. That's only two words, which is fine. I don't mind. There's no problem. There's okay. No problem with having just two. Let's see. Spend time, parents. Okay. Lost dad and would give anything to have. Yeah, yeah. I'm the same, man.
Yeah.
You know, I do have one that's mom related because mom passed away in 2001.
Right,
is
right.
Keep mom's recording. I did a weird like an interview with her for a paper in college,
mm-hmm.
and it was on my answering machine because you could do that like
record
the conference call kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then somehow or other, long after she died, I'm like, wait, I thought I recorded that, and I don't have it, and I wish it. Because it was us talking about issues and things in her voice, and man, anyway, I absolutely wish I would have had that. Let's see, 437-1620. That might be another thing is, you know, like, record your parents. So you have their voice.
Yeah.
It's something you don't realize you don't have until you wish.
Sure, and it's so easy to do now. It's so easy to do.
Very easy,
I have all these little interviews I did with my friend Miss Ruth, and I'm so grateful that I did those.
She was
adorable.
She
loved you, too.
Stay in Navy. Yeah, I could see that.
That's
all right.
Great. Yeah.
Somebody here says buy downtown Pensacola, as in BUY, downtown Pensacola.
Yes.
I could see
I know.
Being
I wish
useful.
there's so much stuff where it's like,
invest in this thing.
I know.
Oh, I like this one. This is very non-specific, but I assume you would have known it. Don't date him.
I know. I was going to say those, except some of those people live here, and I don't know if they listen now.
Well, this is what
they
said.
It's
just
are.
The him. So I'm assuming 13-year-old you would have known exactly who you were talking about and not to do it. If I was to tell 13-year-old self, it would be anything. Do not smoke. I do not smoke. Okay. Somebody here says buy Apple stock. Yep. Fair enough. Exactly right. Another one says buy Apple stock. Different person. Somebody says bet on Brady.
Yes.
That's good.
Yes.
Just not in the marital department. 4-3.
Whatever. He's had one marriage.
That's fair.
I know.
By comparison.
By comparison. That's what I'm
doing
saying.
Doing pretty well.
That's right.
That's, I always like to introduce like people to my wife. Say, you know, this is my favorite wife so far.
That's I introduced
years.
Darren as my ex-boyfriend.
Oh, nice.
Because we're married.
Because you're married. Right. I like yeah. it. Keep on praying, somebody says. Somebody here says, well, this is six words, but it's okay. Gripe less, give thanks, pray more. All good advice. And somebody here says, straighten itself up. As in to your 13-year-old self.
Oh,
I like that.
Yeah.
It's good. Of course, just as a side note, it's also legal for you to start following said advice now if you haven't yet.
Mm-hmm.
Just then, you know, it's always a possibility.
Yeah, go pull out that Ouija board. I'm just kidding.
8:45 on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got
houses.
Traffic on the fives.
Sure, these are great coming
I know,
in.
I'm sure some
I love
of these.
These.
Good.
Yeah.
We'll get them in.
Traffic on the fives. Now, there's a couple of areas that you want to watch out for. And somebody texted and said, you know, what's the accident? We're on 10 eastbound that's blocking 9 Mile. And it's the accident that we've been reporting on. The accident happened near Pine Forest. And eastbound is still backed up past the 9 Mile Road exit now. So I know I wouldn't think it was the same one either. It is just backed up that far. And the other accident that's backed up is on Highway 98. The accident itself is between Bauer and Crazy Horse. Now, the eastbound lane looks blocked past the Crazy Horse. It's heading into Lillian, Alabama. Use caution there. Caution wherever you are. 437-1620 if you have those traffic tips. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, back to some of these. This is great. Somebody's laughing at you. They love you so much, which is great. That's, I love you too.
Oh, I love
buy
I love
more
you
houses.
Guys.
Be more aggressive, my 13-year-old self should know. love family better, get more education. I love that. Care for yourself. Hey, if you're just joining us, the frivolous topic for the day was, if you can send a three-word message to your 13-year-old self, what would that message be? Don't ever settle.
That's great.
Get a haircut.
I know.
That's awesome. Oh, man. 437-1620. And then I was going to tell you... Oh, no, I don't know what that is. Sometimes people, you know, you're texting, you're driving, you're trying to voice a text. It doesn't work out. Some of the ones that came
like
off
me.
The Reddit list were talk to people, enjoy your childhood, keep making music, don't do heroin. I love you because nobody else was saying it and meaning it. People love you. Stay in school. Leave Jehovah's Witnesses. Go to therapy. Exercise, socialize, study. Tell someone, please. And this one touched my heart. It says, you are autistic. Because hearing that would have solved so many problems.
Yeah, right.
That I was,
that's so
you know,
true.
Would have absolutely
yeah.
solved problems.
Like,
and it gets better. It gets better.
Yes.
All right. You saw another one?
No.
Just that.
The autism one.
Yeah.
I totally get it. It's like, oh, okay.
But helpful.
100%,
helpful for 13-year-old
yeah.
you to have heard that, for sure. 8:48 on News Radio 92.3. Hey, if you're thinking about a car, you're thinking about that next place to get a car, and you're trying to decide, you know, used or new. And well, okay, Dave Ramsey recommends, like I recommend, buy a good quality new car and then drive it until it dies. I mean, like I drove a Honda Accord for 330,000 miles. I have a Honda Civic right now that has 180,000 on it, and I feel like it's in, you know, just starting middle life, right? That's the way I look at cars. But look, the way you do that smartly is you buy a car that's got a low mileage on it, and then you don't take the depreciation hit, and then you drive it and drive it and drive it. And Frontier Motors specializes in those cars so that you can basically get an almost new, a like new, for a used car price. That's the value. And they've got about 300 different cars, trucks, Jeeps, vans, whatever, on the lot all the time. So you can see a lot of different types and styles and makes and models right next to each other and really side by side compare them, which is sometimes hard to do driving around to different places all the time. So if you're looking for that next vehicle, Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Coins, sports cards, and racing collectibles on Highway 98 in Gulf Breeze has one of the largest sports memorabilia collections in the area. You can even buy, sell, or trade your collectible items. They have something for any collection. Coins, jerseys, autographed balls, trading cards, matchbox cars, NASCAR diecast, and so many other pieces of sports memorabilia. Find them on Facebook. Buy, sell, or trade at Coins, Sports Cards, and Racing Collectibles, Highway 98 in Gulf Breeze. The place to go to collect for fun or invest for profits.
At Mucinex, we don't believe in cold and flu season. We only believe in comeback season, which starts with 12-hour relief.
Just one dose of Mucinex DM provides 12 hours of relief for cough and chest congestion day or night. That's three times longer than those four-hour cough liquids. So say goodbye to cold and flu season and hello to comeback season with Mucinex DM. Nothing lasts longer among over-the-counter cold and cough medicine. Get relief that lasts with Mucinex DM. Use as directed.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Look, you've got no arms left.
Yes, I have.
Look!
It's just a flesh wound.
I testify!
Testify! I got no problem. That's for real.
Good morning, 8:50 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Somebody had texted me and after we were done talking about it and just said, I wouldn't change anything because that would change everything about me now. I understand that.
I completely get that, too.
I very much understand that. Yeah, absolutely. And so...
I'd still buy Apple, though. I would.
And Bitcoin. I'm not seeing the harm in the part about... Hey, buy Bitcoin at $100 or whatever, right?
Find your own Lieutenant Dan.
Exactly right.
We don't have to work no more.
8:51 News Radio 92.3. What else do we have going on? We've seen some changes in some of the laws, like from last year to this year. And listen, in at least two cases, it's sort of a, we started there and now we're here. One of those cases is, remember they put in that 12-year, the three-term limit on school board members last year, and now they're going to reduce it to two terms, to 8 years. And, you know, look, I'm not generally with the Democrats on a lot of things, but the Democrats asking the question in the floor hearing about this last week were basically saying, so what was the compelling interest to justify going to 12 years? And then... what is the evidence that shows you that now 1 year later we should go to 8 years? I mean, because that's right. Like, are you admitting you were wrong to go for 12 years last year? Because there is, you can't have evidence, right? I mean, you literally can't have evidence that this is the better plan until you are able to get up to 12 years and really like 30 years down the road, would you be able to say across the state, well, here's what we've seen, having tried it at 12 years. So the whole point of the question is, were y'all really meaning to do 8 years in the first place? Why would you go? And look, the Republican sponsor of the bill was basically avoiding the question because there's no good answer to the question. There's other, you know, well, we're wanting to align it with the standards for the senators and the representatives. Yeah, but what you're basically saying is we should have done 8 last year, right? I mean, that's what you're saying. Which is fine, and I wish you would have just said that. You know, we realized 12 was too long. We should have gone to 8 originally. The other one that's showing this sort of similar pattern, although much more so, is you remember last year, the parental rights bill, what critics very effectively and, frankly, maliciously labeled as the Don't Say Gay bill. And, you know, you even see some news organizations still refer to it as that, like critics call it the... I think you should call it by its name because we typically do that in a lot of cases. In fact, I checked and the legislation does identify as the parental rights bill. Nobody? Come on! For a group of people that are so emphatic about letting things self-identify, the bill identifies as the parental rights bill, right? So anyway, last year's argument
was...
that's
a good one. Whoops.
7- and 6-year-olds shouldn't be taught about gender identity and all of this stuff. And why on earth are you doing this in the first and second grade or third grade? Which there's no argument against that. No rational person stands up and says, you know what? Sixth graders need to know about this stuff. It's important. No, come on. Obviously not. Okay. But now Governor DeSantis is saying through 12th grade. And all of us, myself, I speak for, who said last year, look, this is not that big of a restriction. It's only going up to the third grade. It's no big deal. Are looking at this like, oh, brother. You know, because here's why. If your plan was to go all the way through the schools, then start with that. And then you would have a lot of conversation about at what age, if any age, should it be in school at all? And that's a fair conversation to have. But don't camel nose under the tent and say up through, grade 3 only, which is unarguable, indisputable. and then come back later and add 9 grades to the thing. And listen, I'm fine with having a robust conversation about not sexualizing kids, not talking about these things in the school system, basically not dealing with it, not addressing it. I don't really have a problem with that. I would probably be on board with the not at all, okay? But it makes me feel icky that a position I would be willing to defend was gotten to through this process of, no, just K through 3, no big deal, now K through 12, right? Because it makes, it makes reasonable people who defended last year's proposal on the basis that it was not such a big thing feel like, oh. And when you make me feel like the other side, like kind of betrayed, misled about it, that's not good. 8:55 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And again, a couple of accidents you want to watch out for. Somebody just reported another one, too. Okay, the first, I-10 eastbound, just past the Pine Forest exit. Eastbound is backed up past 9 Mile Road now. Another accident on the Highway 98 in West Pensacola. It's between Bauer and the Crazy Horse. That's where the accident is. That is, and the eastbound lane is blocked and backed up way past the Crazy Horse. And then another accident just reported. This is on 9 Mile around Pinecone. And 9 Mile. Not sure if there's a roadblock. Now, if you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Yeah, so I guess the short takeaway for me is I'm a big fan of honesty and upfrontness. You know, this is why, like, I would do so poorly in politics. Because I would be, you know, like...
I think you'd be a breath of fresh air.
No, but I'd be the guy who, when you say dumb stuff in committee, I'd be laughing. You know, and like, you know, the Alex Andrade, Mike Cusack thing. Don't laugh at me. I'm sorry. I can't help it. You know, like that's me.
Yeah.
Or all of the, like the diplomatic stuff. You know, oh, thank you for the fine question. And, you know, when it's really an idiotic question, I'm the guy who's like, are you serious right now? Really? That's your, you know, that's. And so I don't pull off the diplomacy thing very well. Thank you for the time. And that was, well, I mean, I can do it, but it's just. I have a hard time and, you know, way too forthright for that, I suppose. But that makes me a better talk show host, I guess, is the idea. 8:57 on News Radio 92.3. Time for
Future News.
Future News, where Candy and I tell you what's going to happen before it happens. Will Sheriff Simmons be apprehended in Tallahassee?
Yes.
No, this is kind of cool. It's on our Facebook page if you want to see. Michelle Salzman put up these wanted Sheriff Simmons, best sheriff in Florida posters because he's going to be there today. That's a nice brag. It's good to make people feel good about what they do. All right, actual future news. Santa Rosa.
He's going to arrest Michelle Salzman.
Oh, that'd be funny.
I know, your face.
Santa Rosa branch of the Muscogee tribe wanting this cultural center in Santa Rosa County. We think they get funding from the county.
100%.
Maybe not today because I think they're looking at tourism development money and some different things. But yeah, I think this will happen, and I certainly hope it does. Will the Sportsplex, ECAT, and the Bay Center win in the project list for Escambia County?
I think so.
Or will they focus on the stormwater projects with this Hurricane Sally money?
I don't know. The first one. I think they're going
to
fix stuff.
I really hope they do the stormwater projects. The other things, to me, don't really make sense. Like, these are big projects going to cost a lot of money and don't, to me, tie in very well to Sally. The other stuff is important and does directly relate to hurricane fixing and floodwater fixing. Death penalty. There's a bill working in Tallahassee to lower the death penalty threshold for the death recommendation to 8-4 on a 12-person jury. The judge, after a death recommendation, could lower it to life if he doesn't or she doesn't agree, but can't raise it. That was the old problem with the former law. Do you think that'll pass? It'll be 8-4?
No.
I actually think it will pass, but I don't particularly support it. And I'm a very strong advocate for the death penalty. You know, Nicholas Cruz was basically taken off of death recommendation by 3 jurors who said no, and so this is taking it to be 4. But a third of your jury doesn't vote for death? That's a lot. Maybe 10-2 makes more sense to me. Will we get a deal hammered out for the District 1 Medical Examiner's Office, let's say within the next month? Will we actually know what the plan is within the next month for refurbishing Sacred Heart, building a facility, building a second? Will we know within a month?
Yes, we'll know within a month.
I am going to kick at the football and say yes.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.